everybody. This is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. We're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Joining us now, our Broncos insider from DNVR Broncos, Zach Stevens. Zach, my man, crazy week for you last week. Getting a chance to go down to Arizona and be on Radio Row there and going up against some of the big names all over the NFL world last week.
Yeah, it was a great time being down at Radio Row. A lot of Broncos there, most notably Sean Payton was down there, kind of having his final week of being in the media. And, of course, now he has shifted his sights. He's done with Fox, and he is focused on the Denver Broncos.
His focus is now on all things Denver Broncos. Okay, Zach, so where's that focus start? Obviously, you got to get your coordinators. Hearing a couple of different names, but the big name coming out, Rex Ryan as the defensive coordinator. I mean, how realistic is that?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the direction that Sean Payton's kind of been eyeing over the past few weeks, and it is big name coordinators because, of course, right when they hired Sean Payton, there was rumors that he was in talks with Vic Fangio about coming over. That one didn't work out. Then Brian Flores they were supposed to interview with, and one day before their interview, he decides to go to the Minnesota Vikings, and now it came out that they've interviewed Rex Ryan as defensive coordinator, and so just all very eye-catching names, and that is probably something that he's looking for on the defensive side of the ball. He's looking for a big personality to come in and lead the defensive side of the ball so he can really focus all of his energy on the offensive side of the ball. He will hire an offensive coordinator, but it doesn't really matter who it is, Brady, because he is going to be the offensive play caller. He is essentially going to be the offensive coordinator. But on the defensive side, Sean would love to just say, hey, I'm giving the job to this person, and they're just going to run the defense, and I'm not going to have to worry about him that much. And Rex Ryan would be such an interesting one. Talk about just building a staff of TV analysts. If he does that, of course, Sean did that last year, and Rex has been doing it since 2016, and Rex is a very polarizing figure. Some people would love the hire from what I've seen. Some people would hate the hire, and it would be an interesting one, and you can really make the case for or against Rex Ryan just looking at his resume. He struggled on the defensive side of the ball for really his past 5 or 6 years as a head coach when he was leading the Bills and the Jets. But then you look at when he was just a defensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens nearly 2 decades ago, he was outstanding. But then the downside of that is that was nearly 2 decades ago.
Yeah, that's the interesting side of it, too. How would that work out, being out of it for so long? Let me ask you this one, Zach. How much, and I don't have like anything up in front of me about Rex Ryan's past defenses, but is that something Sean Payton's looking at, saying, okay, Giro Evero, his first year was good. That defense really played well. Do you want to get a coordinator that can kind of put a defense together similar to what we saw last season? Or if you get a Rex Ryan, are you going to say, I trust you, go with whatever? How similar do you think he'll want to keep things to how they were last year?
Yeah, I think Sean Payton's willing to look at anything. And so that does mean potentially changing the defense. Obviously, the Broncos for many, many years have run a 3-4. I think he would be open to bringing a coordinator in that would run a 4-3. And you can make an argument that maybe some of the Broncos pieces actually fit better in a 4-3. So I don't think that Sean is coming in here and saying, I just want to keep things the way they are. I think he's willing to bring not just a different scheme in, but a very different personality and voice in the building. And you know what? I couldn't argue with that if he's trying to bring in a big personality. Coach E was fantastic. He was obviously not willing or not someone to come in and shake things up with his voice. Players really respected him and really liked him. I wouldn't be surprised if Sean kind of goes in opposite direction, brings in a loud personality, someone that is willing to rub players maybe the wrong way at times to try to get more out of them.
Zach, is it too much? Is it too much star power if you potentially bring in Rex Ryan? I mean, Russell Wilson, for better or worse, is still a star. His name is, everybody knows it. If you're a football fan or not, you know the name Russell Wilson. Is it too much?
Yeah, it could be. It very well could be. And I made sure to say big name defensive coordinators, not necessarily like great defensive coordinators, because that's what Rex is. He's a big, big name that you're bringing in. And like I said, you can look at him and look at his resume and make the case that he is a good defensive mind. You can also flip around and make the case that he's struggled in the past decade or 15 years leading a defense. So there's certainly something to that. And on top of that, Brady, you mentioned Rex Ryan and Russell Wilson in the same sentence. Rex Ryan has been very critical, and deservedly so, of Russell Wilson on national TV over this past year. But you know what? I don't think Sean Payton views that as a bad thing. Sean Payton, since he took this job and was introduced to the media 8 days ago, he's been given so many opportunities to speak very highly on Russell Wilson, and he's pretty much squashed all those opportunities. He's obviously said the right things, you know, we believe in Russ, all of those things, but he has had the opportunity to gush about Russell Wilson, and he just simply has not. And that would not have been a surprising thing if he did that. Nathaniel Hackett did it all of last season, and in one way there's nothing wrong to that, but Sean Payton is not doing that. So I don't think that Rex Ryan speaking poorly of Russ over this past year would turn Sean away from Rex.
Zach, talk to us a little bit about the offensive line coach. Sean Payton was able to get one of those positions filled up, and I know obviously that is a key ingredient for any kind of success the Broncos want to gain next year. Is they got to fix up that offensive line.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Zach Strief, and I got to say, Brady, the way that Sean Payton views him from people that I've talked to, and also the way that Sean has publicly talked about him over this past week, I think this is Sean Payton's home run hire. And it's flying under the radar because, one, it's an offensive line coach. The Broncos don't have any coordinators yet. And, two, he's just been an assistant offensive line coach in the NFL so far. But I truly think that Sean Payton views this as a home run hire. Zach Strief was drafted by Sean Payton and the Saints, Sean Payton's first year as the head coach, and he came with glowing reviews from his college coach. He was actually, the Saints had him as an undrafted free agent. Then after talking to his college coach, who Sean said rarely gave any compliments, they moved him up to be a seventh rounder, picked him, and he was a starter for over a decade for the Saints. Sean Payton loved him as a player. And then just a couple of years after retirement, he brought him on his staff to be an assistant offensive line coach. And Sean has nothing but fantastic things to say about him. So really, I don't think it's a coincidence that he hired him before any coordinators, which is a little different. Obviously, most of the time, you'll hire a coordinator, and then the coordinator will have some input on who the offensive line coach is. But no, this is Sean's big hire, and it's a guy that we need to keep our eye on.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Obviously, the coordinators, that's number one. Number one is defensive coordinator. As you said, the offensive coordinator is somewhat important, but it's going to be Sean Payton. Next is the players, right? I mean, that's what we're looking at as far as what the roster is going to look like. The current roster, the current free agents, the current unrestricted free agents, guys that they could go out and get. You and I have talked about it a lot, but you know, when you look at some of those guys, the Dalton Reisners and Kareem Jacksons and some of those linebackers too with Alex Singleton, a big name in Draymond Jones, what are the big names that you look at and say, yeah, they'll probably be back next year?
Well, it's the big boys. It's on the offensive line, Brady. I think that's where the Broncos are really going to focus their attention this offseason. And when you look at it, it may be more so bringing new people in to the mix on the offensive line. And if you look at what Sean Payton did when he got to New Orleans, he focused on building up the offensive line for Drew Brees. And that's exactly what he's going to do here. When he has talked about Russell Wilson, he's kind of quickly transitioned to, one of the things we need to do to help Russ is run the ball, is protect him. And so I think that is where it's going to start with Russ. We're going to see Sean Payton do exactly what Pete Carroll did with Russ in Seattle, that Russ didn't like, but it was very successful with. It's going to be based off running the ball and protecting Russ, and I really think that it's going. That's where this offseason and the money and the focus is going to be for the Broncos, is all across the offensive line. And then, so Brady, for guys that are currently on this team, it's probably not the best news for Draymond Jones, who he's probably hoping to get a contract right around $20 million a year. That's way too rich in my mind. I think he was on track for that the first half of last year. Then the second half of last year, after they traded Bradley Chubb, he only had one sack in the second half of the season. So I think his number is probably closer to 10, and I just think he's going to get more on the open market. So I think I think Draymond Jones is going to be gone, and I think we're going to see resources shift from the defensive side of the ball to the offensive side.
How about that? Well, speaking of offense, Sean Payton sitting pretty close to Josh Jacobs last week, too, talking a little bit about how he might look in blue and orange. Okay, first off, my question is that, does that constitute as any kind of tampering for him saying we might take a look at him before the free agency period has began?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to be considered tampering, especially just in kind of the tongue-in-cheek way that he said it. Now, if the Broncos do go sign him, I'm sure the Raiders will be filing a complaint with the NFL saying, whoa, look, there was tampering before. But I don't think the Broncos will be punished for that. And then when it comes to Josh Jacobs, I mean, look at Josh Jacobs, what he did last year. He was playing with a chip on his shoulder after the Raiders declined his fifth-year option. They let him go, or they gave him the option to leave by doing that, and then he went out and balled. Now, Brady, I don't think this is the path that the Broncos are going to take, but with Sean Payton's comments about how they're going to focus on running the ball, I can't completely rule it out. However, if they do sign Josh Jacobs, man, I feel so bad for Javonte Williams, not because he's taking his job, but because that would likely mean just the diagnosis on his knee is really, really tough. But that's the reality that the Broncos need to deal with and can't forget this offseason. Javonte didn't just tear his ACL. He tore all three ligaments in his knee. And if you look, ACLs are very easy to come back from in this day of age. But it's not the case when you tear all three. So the Broncos do seriously need to be looking at ways to replace Javonte, not just for this year, but for the time moving forward, for the long-term future as well. So they believe in Josh Jacobs. That could be a guy. I just don't think they need to spend upwards of $15 million on a running back.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see what really happens there with Josh Jacobs, the offensive line situation. I know that's the big one there. Should be interesting. Zach, before we let you go, who was your favorite guest that you got to talk to there while you were on Radio Row last week?
Oh boy, the best one was Pat Surtain. I just love talking to Pat. He is such a calm guy where you typically don't get any incredible quotes out of him for the podium, because he's been in Nick Saban's Alabama program. He's grew up around his dad, who was in the NFL. He's extremely well-polished. But when you kind of peel the layers back of Pat, he is such a cool guy, such a nice guy, has so much insight on the game. So I would say sticking with the local guy and going with Pat.
Yeah, I love it, man. Well, great job by you and the whole gang there, of course. We love keeping a connection with you, my friend. And we'll look to catch up with you soon. We may be waiting on a Rex Ryan decision. We might have some big news here in the next couple of days.
Yes, we very well may, Brady. I mean, at some point, he's got to build a staff, right?
I would imagine so, and there's no more Super Bowl week to talk about. I guess he could talk about XFL if he wanted to, but I would imagine he's going back to the grindstone and getting after it. We'll see. Zach, my man, appreciate you as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Brady, love being on. Thank you.
All right, man. There you go. He says that's the focus. Do you see, like, I'm looking at some of these names on the defensive side of the ball for Denver. Kareem Jackson's getting up there, so okay. You know, you look at Alex Singleton and Jonas Griffith and Draymond Jones. Defensive names coming in, you know, that were supposed to help this team, that did help this team in certain stints of the season. Do the Broncos just flat out say, you know what, we're not going to mess with it this year. We're not going to mess with the defensive guys. We're going to shift our focus all the way over, because you know you really liked what you had in Alex Singleton. paired up with Josie Jewell, and Jonas Griffith was supposed to be pretty good, but he kept getting hurt. But I would like to see them hang on to Singleton, and maybe they can get him for a cheaper price than what Draymond Jones is looking at. All right, quick break coming up. Our poll question of the day, available at thewholeshow.com. Now that the NFL season is over with, sadness, which sport is getting most of your attention? I put up the main ones, but of course, as these poll questions typically go, you guys disagree with whatever I put up there. I put the NBA, I put the NHL, I put Major League Baseball, I put college basketball, and I put other. And everybody's like, oh, other sports besides that.
This means you're not an NFL fan anymore.
That probably means I'm not an NFL fan anymore. Yes, that's exactly right. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Let's see where you guys are sitting. We'll talk about it next.
Sean Payton, Russell Wilson. Will it work out? Here are our thoughts on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.